Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Get Busy. Today, our host, Carly Commando, sits down with Christine, the owner of the Bagel Bar Cafe in downtown Kutztown. Follow along as they talk about what it means to be a successful small business owner, the importance of ideas, and more information on the biggest giveaway in Bagel Bar's history, valued at more than $2,500, a free bagel sandwich every day for a year. Listen to the end for a very special offer. Now, without further ado, it's time to get busy with the bagels.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having
me.
Cheers.
Hello, everybody. Mm-hmm. I am Carly Commando, and I am here with our special guest, Christine Kreischer of the Bagel Bar Cafe.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here. It's going to be a fun conversation.
It is. And also, I just have to say, like, right off the bat, that you are celebrating your 30th anniversary.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. But I have to say that when you say that, it makes me feel so old. I was 2 when I started this business. I got started early.
I need how? How does one turn 2 and start a business?
Well, you know, I was one of those, you know, just very gifted child. And yeah, no, I was in my early 20s, though. Yeah.
Wow.
Never, ever intended on having a brick and mortar business.
Yeah.
Never. Never.
Yes. But. Well, that leads right into our first question, which is, tell us all about the Bagel Bar and its evolution. How did this place come to be when you were 2 years old?
So, yeah, thank you. Close anyway, right? Yeah, I was friends with a couple. He was an Olympic cyclist from the UK and came here to the velodrome to practice. And his wife, Tina, and I were really good friends. And I had just moved to Fleetwood. This is where my husband is from. I was from Philadelphia area. And they said, hey, have you ever been to Kutztown? And I said, no. And so they invited me to come, and they took me to the Bicycle Den, which was just up the street, just a few doors up, and met the owner, and he asked me what I did for a living. And at the time, I was honestly, you know, when you're in your early 20s, most people are still trying to figure that out. And so that's what I was doing. But I did have a son, and he was going to school. And for the first time, he would be in school all day. And so I was like, I got to do something. And I had a wholesale bagel business.
Okay.
And so when he asked me what I did for a living, I was kind of like, well, I have a wholesale bagel business. And essentially what I would do is establish routes in corporate parks where I would go in with my bin of bagels and cream cheese and butter and muffins. And they would announce that I was there and people would come and I would serve bagels, right?
Wow.
High purpose position. But
I mean, I think so.
It was honestly, I loved it because I loved the people and it got me out and it was just a great opportunity. Long story short, I would then build up the routes and then I would sell them off. So it was my non brick and mortar franchise, first franchise, right? And so, and it was going really well. In a couple of hours a day, I was making more money than most of my friends made in a full-time job. And so he said to me, oh, that's what this town needs. This town needs a bagel and coffee shop. And there was the Uptown Espresso Bar was at the top of the hill. And I thought they were amazing. And I was like, no, no, it doesn't. This town does not need that. But bagels were not a thing, and bagels were new to Berks County at that time. And so his name is Bob Bice, and Bob dared me. Do not dare a redhead. And so I was like, oh, he said, I dare you to do it. He said, I'll give you the front window of my store. I won't charge you rent for several months. Just give it a try. And so my husband built me and my father-in-law built me a little bar in the window. And I got a little dilapidated display case that I redid. I borrowed a toaster, I mean, an apartment-sized refrigerator from somebody. I brought my toaster from home and little microwave cart. It was like, you don't start a business this way. But I did.
Yeah.
So, and then eventually a few months in, he kicked me out for good reasons. My customers were taking over his store. And I had fallen in love with this community, and I fell in love with the people. And so I decided to take a huge leap of faith, went across the street into this tiny little 300 square foot location and started paying real rent. And that was really scary. And I was there for about 2 years, had the best time, had the best employees, all students from the university. And and so that the customers were lined up down the block.
Wow.
And I quickly realized I've got to do something. And this space came available. And I said to my husband, this is crazy because now it's more than double what we were paying across the street, mm-hmm. and it needed a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It used to be a frame shop, and so you see this like interesting texture on the wall, and that's because it was glue, because there was carpet on the walls.
Oh.
So we ripped down the carpet. We're like, oh, this is going to be great. And glue. And so my friend is a master drywaller, and he came in and did his little artistic magic. And
cute.
So made it happen. But yeah, so it was initially the bagel bar in the bicycle den. Mm-hmm. And then, and then we, got fancy and became the Bagel Bar Cafe.
Crazy. You tapped into something that Kutztown really needed. Mm-hmm. And it's not just bagels.
No.
I think it's so much deeper than that, because for you to have this connection with the community, that's not just something that anyone can create. Mm. It's a very special thing that takes care, and it needs to be nurtured, and it needs to be genuine. Mm. And I think that you all have really created that.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Because that is, our mission is to provide an excellent food and beverage experience. But the most important thing for us is that we make people's day. That's why we exist. And that for me was, it makes me emotional. Huh. Stop it. Why'd you make me cry, Carly?
I'm sorry. Ugh. You're just that good.
Oh, gosh. I just remember that, like, really feeling a connection with people. And I felt like the town bartender.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't serving alcohol. I was serving bagels and coffee. But quickly, it became that, where people would just sit with me and tell me their stories and their hopes and their dreams. And my staff, same thing. And I was like, this is incredible. And I will say, and we'll get into this, I'm sure, like, it's not all butterflies and roses, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's really freaking hard to run a business, especially in this in this current climate and since COVID. But we'll get there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it really matters to me. People matter to us. And last night I was laying in bed reading comments on social media. I posted something on our first day of our 30 days of giveaways for our 30th anniversary. And people just saying, I remember when you were 30 years ago, I remember being a customer, and I remember the experiences and just the conversations we would have. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I am just like laying in bed crying, because I'm like, yes, like that's what keeps us going.
We were talking about when we got here that sometimes with business, it's really easy to just take on all of that work yourself, or you're just taking on every single aspect of the job. And that's something that at the Kutztown Small Business Development Center, we really focus on making sure that small business owners understand all these different aspects that are part of a business, mm-hmm. right? Not just having this passionate idea that you want to get off the ground, but there's so many other things involved. Yes. There's the financial aspect. Mm-hmm. There's the digital content aspect.
Oh boy, yeah.
So it's like when you open up a business or you start something, well, how are you going to tell everyone about it? You know, social media exists and it's free. So it's like, yes, you really want to take advantage of that. But mm-hmm. you have such a great team and very much family-based, in addition to hiring incredible mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about your process and how you're able to find balance?
Yeah.
Here.
Well, I'll tell you honestly, because sometimes we just tell like the rah-rah, yay,
of course,
good news and, all the things. But that kind of happened for me by default, mm-hmm. because when my, in early 2000s, actually, but I was trying to survive, right? I had two babies in diapers at the same time.
Oh.
And, but shortly after that, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
I literally could not zip my pants. I could not spray, push the hairspray mm-hmm. nozzle. I couldn't use my hands. It was hard to walk. I couldn't hold my babies.
Wow.
And then I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. So it was a journey. But so the thought of coming back here and being able to, it sounds like a simple thing, but like tamp espresso, be on my feet, for 8 hours a day, do some of those things, it was no longer an option for mm-hmm. me. Sounds weird saying this, but that ended up being an incredible gift, right? Not only did it make me obviously appreciate life and savor every moment, for this business, it really forced us to say, okay, how are we going to do this? Because we relied on this business to provide for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's unfortunately, so for a lot of small business owners, they get stuck because they're so used to doing all of the things. And they can do all of the things. And they take a lot of pride in the fact that they do all of the things, right? But I don't think you can grow a business, a long-term sustainable business, unless you scale.
It's really hard to delegate when you feel like you do it the best.
Yeah.
And I feel like if anyone's listening and you feel like that's you, you're not alone.
Yes, absolutely.
I can be that way myself personally. But like you said, it's hard to sustain your business and grow,
right?
Which are the things that you would really like to achieve as a business.
Yes.
When you are doing everything and you don't have any plan in place to leave your legacy without you necessarily just being there 24/7.
Right. We do something called play storming. So when instead, you know, like brainstorming is a common term where you're just like, okay, we have an issue, we have a problem. So, you know, let's brainstorm. How can we fix this? Well, we take it one level higher and we do something called playstorming, which is basically like, give us, let's start with the most ridiculous ideas. And like, and everything is okay, right?
Yeah.
And it's yes and. It's not no, but it's yes and. And we just laugh together. And so like, okay, how do we appreciate, how do we show appreciation to our customers?
Yeah.
Well, let's take them all to Disney World, right? Like, okay, yes, and what else? And so we and then it becomes something doable and it becomes something creative and innovative versus, you know, being put in this little, I hate boxes.
What do you think makes the Bagel Bar Cafe stand out in our local community on Main Street?
I want to start by saying that I think that there are so many incredible businesses on Main Street in Kutztown, and I feel very honored to be a part of all of them, right?
Yeah.
Because they do make up, I think, the heartbeat of this community.
Mm-hmm.
I think every business in this community loves being a part of this community too and loves making people's day. And that's just awesome because wherever you go, right, you get a different flavor of that. And I think that that is so good. Obviously, we've been around for 30 years and there's not a lot, unfortunately, there's not a ton of businesses in Kutztown that have been around this long. We're a second generation business, which is really awesome. Here's the thing, we can't compete with franchises, right? We can't compete with, I mean, Wawa, it's like, start at $20 an hour, you know, we can't compete with that. But what we can do is create an atmosphere where people love coming to work, where again, they feel seen, they feel valued, they feel like they're making a difference. And I think showing up knowing that your core purpose is to make someone's day is pretty significant.
Yeah.
I've been an entrepreneur literally, I remember being like 5 years old selling mud, like pretending to sell mud pies from my backyard, you know? And then when I grew up in Florida, spent most of my childhood in Florida and I had fruit trees. And so I used to make fruit salad and sell them out of my little, like I had a little play set, you know, with the swings and a little fort. And I would literally sell fruit salad out of that little fort and had a candle business when I was in high school and, you know, sold stocks and like did all these crazy things. So that is just kind of, my husband's the same way. He's always been self-employed, owned many businesses, including video stores that really dates us, right?
Mm-hmm. But,
and that's really what made me say, I don't want a brick and mortar business because I know you can very easily become a slave to the business and the business owns you instead of you owning the business. That's why we close every day at 3 o'clock because it was important to us, our families first, and we wanted to be home when our kids got home from school, and we knew we could make a ton more money if we were open later, but our family's a priority and something we always strived to do. Starting the business on a dare and not, if I'm being honest, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
I didn't really want it to work. And so who does that, right? Like, it's embarrassing to even say it, but it's really, really true. I was just like, okay, I'm just kind of entertaining, you know, like Bob, and it was a dare. And so I was like, ah, okay, fine, I'll do it. I wish I surrounded myself with more like-minded people, more entrepreneurs, because you can't do it alone. And I think it's, I mean, that's not true. I think you can. It's just so much harder. And so, for example, I was saying to you, the SBDC, I found out about it or heard about it after I had already started the business. And I've always had this misconception that it's to help people launch businesses. And so I've always been like, well, nice that people are getting help. I would like some help because we're just trying to, we're sometimes throwing spaghetti on a wall, you know, and trying to see what sticks. And so I definitely think it's there are so many resources in this community.
Yeah.
You know, the SBDC being one that is just absolutely incredible, and I'm excited to be a client now and yes, do that. I'm a partner in the Small Business Resource Association in Berks County, and just again coming alongside, there's a ton of members and we get together and we do, you know, have speakers that share on different topics, and I think that's important. I think for Jim and I, my husband, we read books and we listened to, you know, now obviously the last, I don't know how long, but listened to a ton of podcasts to just learn and grow. And but yeah, I think that would be it. Don't do it alone. You don't have to. There's so many resources, so much help out there.
Yeah. So you gave us a piece of advice for someone looking to start their own business, which is don't go at it alone, which I love. There's so much power in community and partnership. But what would you tell people about, like, any of the biggest mistakes that you might have made in business? Are there any anything that you've learned that you can share with us, or any stories or something that kind of helps people as they're putting their foot forward?
Yes, I will specifically say I think we were at a point about 10 years in, maybe a little bit less than that, where we felt like we had plateaued a little bit. And a good friend of ours owned a dental practice and told us about this book called The E-Myth. Now it's called The E-Myth Revisited. And that was all about the reason why 90% of businesses fail. And it's essentially because they don't have systems and processes in place, right? And so that was a game changer for us. Because I think when you have systems and processes in place, from everything from opening and closing to training staff, onboarding people, to the paperwork stuff, like all of that, then you lack consistency, right? And so it would be, I started to hear things like, oh, you know, I want Jim to make my latte. Or I want, right, like so-and-so to make my latte. And I was like, oh, that should never be. Whoever makes your latte should be following the same recipe. Do it the same exact way. And I tell people all the time when somebody says, like, oh, you know, I worked at another coffee shop. And I say, okay, that's awesome. But sometimes that's to our detriment. And they're like, what? And I say, I need to know that you're open to learning the bagel bar way. And I'm not saying the bagel bar way is the best way. I'm truly not. We strive for it to be. But it's important to me. Consistency matters is one of our core values, right? Like, consistency really matters because, you know, and so by having recipes, that helps ensure, and like, everybody steams milk. We have a thermometer. Everyone steams milk to the same temperature. Everybody does it for the same amount of time. We have a system for everything. And that, I think, is important.
You know, you mentioned this before. We were talking about the difficulties in running a business, and you mentioned the COVID pandemic. What was it like to endure that time?
Talk about therapy.
I know. I figured it was therapist. A segue. So how did you navigate that, and how are you navigating, like, the future trends? Because we were talking about 2024 and how things are changing. So
COVID was, and I know that I'm not alone when I say this, it was the hardest, by far the hardest thing we have ever endured. We had a big decision, and I'll say the reason I think is, it's kind of twofold. So people were experiencing trauma after trauma after trauma after trauma in a very short period of time, right? So everybody it's like there's bears everywhere, and they're just, well, you know, because your background's right. So it's just like high anxiety, tensions are high. And so the slightest thing that a year before would have absolutely caused no reaction in a human caused them to throw a drink in your face.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and that literally happened. And so you have that. And then in addition to that, you have, half of the people love you for the decisions that you're making, and half of the people viscerally hate you mm-hmm. for the decisions you're making and the protocols that you're putting in place.
Yeah.
You know, first it was like, oh, 2 weeks. Ugh. And then when it became very, very clear this was going to be longer,
we
pulled our team together and we said, guys, what are we going to do? We have mm-hmm. the option to close and collect, but small business owners don't, self-employed people don't have the option to typically do, right?
Yeah.
But we could have done that. And so I said, we can do that. Everybody can collect and we'll be okay. And then we'll reopen when we feel, you know, when it's a good time to do that. Or we can stay open and we can be a light in our community. It was make someone's day, you know,
yeah.
like do everything you can to make someone smile, give them a little bit of hope. And then that became even more so our mission. It was really hard though.
Yeah.
Like I will tell you that at the end of almost every day, one, if not all of our staff were in tears.
Wow.
Because it was just, and some of our customers, most of our customers, I will say this, were so incredibly generous. There were numerous times there was $100 bill in the tip jars, right? And just incredibly gracious. But there was a minority that always obviously feels, right? The negative
yeah.
almost always outweighs the positive. And it was just, we lost staff because they were like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I need to go stock shelves at Target.
Yeah.
And not be around people because people are so mean. And so that was really, really hard. But I think it's the best, we made the best decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've bounced back with
mm-hmm.
the exception of, we used to be open 7 days a week
mm-hmm.
and now we're only open five,
mm-hmm.
went from 7 to 6 to 5 and because we just don't have enough staff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of factors that go into that. It's for
sure.
another podcast, right? But but the culture is back.
Yeah.
And I'm so, and better than ever. And so I'm incredibly thankful for that.
Were you really busy with takeout orders? Was that something that you needed to adjust to?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we had to switch to all, I quickly got us on a mobile ordering
mm-hmm.
app. We had already had a pickup window, which
yeah.
is incredible. There's an example of customer feedback,
mm-hmm.
right? People would say, for years, they would say, I call and I place an order, and then I have to stand in line to get it. Like, that should not be,
yeah.
right? Like, what is the point of this? And we were like, yeah, this is really stupid. So Jim, my husband, created a pickup window so that when you placed an order, you could just come right to the window, pick up your food. There was no line. So we had already had that in place
wow.
before COVID, which served us obviously so well, with the exception of it was in a tiny little alley, right?
Yeah.
So people would have to do that because our dining room was closed. But then he quickly pivoted, put another pickup window in where you could order from. So it was pickup order. The mobile ordering app, I think, was huge for us. So this is the other thing people don't know. There's a patio with picnic tables
oh.
back there that we put in during COVID. And there's an 80-foot mural that is beautiful back there that was in collaboration with Kutztown Community Partnership, Kutztown University Art Department, Dr. Amy Wonder.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Sounds right to me.
I think. and Sandy Martin, Mike Miller from, he does all the murals in West Reading and... so many people involved with that. During COVID, they painted. It was
wow.
one of my most proudest moments
yeah.
was just featuring like and collaborating with the community in such a beautiful, beautiful way. There is so much creativity, so much
mm-hmm.
talent in this tiny little town. It
yeah.
is overwhelming. Our staff,
yeah.
we have some artists and musicians on our staff. My son is a musician and he is... Like, and they collaborate together and they do things together. And I'm like, it's beautiful. It is so beautiful. And I'm always saying, like, you know what makes me sad? So whoever's listening, please spread the word for me. We don't have artist artwork featured on our walls.
Oh.
I would love to feature artists, do like rotating, like
yes.
kind of like a little art gallery. We have Jeannie Lytle's photography up in the front of the store. And we work with a local baker for some of our things. But... I would love to do more collaboration. 100%.
All right.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, everybody. We need some more artists up on these walls.
Yes.
Is there anything that's ever stood out to you the most from someone coming in here that really helped, I don't know, change your perspective as a business owner at all? Or is it just maybe
everyone as a whole has just been really impactful.
Yeah, I think everyone on whole, I mean, as a whole, we have sandwiches, menu items that our customers that just came in every day and requested the same thing. You know, yeah. The light breakfast bagel was this guy, Mike from Florida, who came in and he'd be like, in the first location.
Yeah.
He'd be like, hey, can you make me egg whites, cheese, tomato, and mustard? And I'd be like, Mike, sure. and then I tried it and I was like, oh, so it made it on the menu. The Pink Flamingo is Larry Chester. He's famous in this community. He was the football coach, Kutztown. And the Pink Flamingo was something that it was like, this is disgusting. It's like egg and all the meats and cheese and strawberry cream cheese. And then I took a bite and I was like, this is freaking amazing. The sweet and the savory and the salty and so, so good. And so, those are some things that are just fun. The line, you know, people saying, we don't want to wait in line. And we're just asking, okay, so I think one of the most powerful questions you can ask as an organization is, okay, so what's the best way? I think one of the worst questions is asking, can we do this? Instead of asking, how can we do this? Right? Yeah. And then playstorming comes into play.
Love it.
I really do. I try to take every bit of feedback, even the mean stuff, and say, all right, what do we do? How can we grow? How can we get better from this?
The most pressing question that I have that is not on my list, which is, what is your favorite bagel sandwich? Like, what you're like, oh, this is my favorite thing to eat.
Gosh, I am such a variety person.
I know. And sometimes it depends on the day, but if you're like, this is the one I go to the most.
Yeah, probably the Veggie Witch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll mix it up with different flavors of cream cheese. Right now, my favorite, because I make it, is the scallion cream cheese. Oh. The goat is also amazing, and I think part of the reason the goat is so amazing is because, and that was my oldest son's recipe, the goat spread, the goat cheese spread secret recipe. Mm-hmm. So amazing. And then when you add the avocados and the fresh tomatoes and the balsamic drizzle and the feta, like, it's beautiful, first of all.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sandwich because it's open-faced. So I love that. And speaking of that, sandwiches. So we are giving away, I don't know if you know this, but for our 30th, we're doing 30 days of giveaways. And on the last day, November 24th, we are giving away a free bagel sandwich every day for a year. So it's valued at over $2,500.
Wait,
us spread the word about that.
And how do you win this?
So it's going to be through Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
We're going to have instructions with, obviously you got to like it, tag it, share it, tag 10 friends. We're going to make it ridiculous.
Okay,
right?
Good.
We're going to make people
work for it. It's worth
it. Yes. We might even do kind of like a nominate somebody to win this kind of a thing. So we're still working through the details of it, but it's the biggest giveaway ever. I mean, literally, it's worth over $2,500. So that's exciting.
November 24th, that's the day, everybody. You got to win this bagel prize. I want this bagel prize. And also I want a Veggie Witch right now.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on our podcast, Let's Get Busy. I know we had a lot to talk about, but you've been such a wonderful guest. We really appreciate your honesty and your transparency and talking about your business and all the highs and the lows. And we just are really excited that you're celebrating your 30 years, and we look forward to 30 more.
Thank you. And thank you for helping us celebrate.
Anytime.
So awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.